As we continue discussing this concept that we learn here in Masecht Vavakama, Daf Samach Amud Beis, Ma'ala Hatzel Atzmai B'mamon Chaveroi, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in the Sefer Chashuki Chemer in Masecht Vavakama, has a very interesting discussion around this concept, and he frames it with a very interesting Shaila Halacha L'maisa. There's an individual who's very ill, and he needs to have a blood transfusion of a certain type of blood. And the only person that they could get that blood from is another sick individual who's in the hospital who refuses to donate blood, even though it won't have any detrimental effect on his health. And the question is, can a doctor, a nurse, come into this patient who's in the hospital and tell him, we need to take from you blood for blood test, as is commonly done to patients in the hospital, even though their real intent is to take that blood for the transfusion for the other patient. Of course, as we discussed in our previous year, we know that the Gemara says that nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh. And therefore the question is, here where we have this patient who so desperately needs this blood transfusion, maybe because of the situation of pikuach nefesh, we're allowed to take the dam from the other patient without him knowing. However, the Shita Mekubetzes, Masechta Ksubis, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, quotes a braisa that says, Arba Averois Einon Nitchois Mepnei Bekuach Nefesh, Avod Zorah Gila Rayis Shvichus Tamim VeGezel. And so too, he says, is the Yerushalmi Masechta Avod Zorah Perek Beis Halacha Beis. So it seems that maybe it's not mutter. So the Shail Satshuvah Spinyan Tzion says that really this question is dependent, as we discussed in our previous year, on the Machloikus Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn Pshat and Al Gemara here on Daf Samach Amud Beis, where David HaMelech had a question, Ma'al Lahatzel Atzma Mamamun Chaveroi. And according to Rashi, the very mask of the Yatzila, as we quoted in the end of the previous year, Rashi seems to learn that there is no chiyuv osla to be matz. You have no right to be matzal atzmoi b'mamon chaveroi. Tosfos, as we quoted, has a very different approach. Tosfos' approach is that certainly one is allowed to be matzal atzmoi b'mamon chaveroi. The entire question is one obligated to repay if he was matzal atzmoi b'mamon chaveroi? And as we quoted in our previous year, the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat Simen Shin Nun Tes Sif Dalid paskins like Tosfos, afil b'sakonis mavis v'tzorach ligzos chaveri k'de lahatzal nafshoi tzorach shalai k'chena al adas l'shalim. So we see, like Tosfos, and we quoted in the previous year, that so too is the opinion of the Rosh. You're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take it. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Gzela Sif Beis, when he quotes this halacha, says Adas L'Shalim Kishetimtza B'Yodai. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, yes, you're only allowed to use somebody else's money to be matzal yourself, with the condition that you're going to pay back. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav adds, it has to be kishatimtz b'yodai, only when you'll have the ability to repay. You don't have to repay right away. The Shmiram Shik says even a bigger kula. He says that the obligation that the Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be adas l'shalim is only in a situation where I have the ability to pay. So if I have the ability to pay, yes, I'm allowed to use someone else's mammon to be maksa myself, but I have to pay back. But let's say I am in a situation where I don't have the ability to pay back. Says the Ramshik, I still can be maksa myself with someone else's mammon. However, we know that Deraivit, as we quoted in our previous shiur, disagrees. And Deraivit says that this entire halacha of Latz Latz Mammon Chavera, that you're allowed to use someone else's mammon, is only when that matzel is standing there. So since the matzel is standing there, and this is the way I always understand the Ravid, and the matzel has a chiv to do whatever is in his ability to save another Jew, so that's why you're allowed to use his mammon. But if the matzel is not standing there, so since if he's not there, there's no chiv hatzalah, then if there's no chiv hatzalah, then you're not allowed to take his mammon. So, lahalocha l'maisa. It seems that if we follow what it says in Tosfos and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, you would be allowed to take the blood from the individual against his knowledge, as long as, of course, won't harm him, because mutal hatl atzma mammon chaveri. The interesting question is, what about take, and this is a big question regarding organ donation, does this then apply regarding taking an organ from a person who's no longer alive? So the Binyan Tzion says that why is there a chiv hatzalah? As we just said, everybody has a chiv hatzalah, and we're not paskling like the Ravid, that the chiv hatzalah is limited to where the matzel is actually there. Why? Because it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, Leisamad al dam reyecha. But we know, the Gemara says, Kivin shemeis adam, b'meisim chavshi, Kivin shemeis adam, nas chavshi min amitzvus. So therefore, says the Ravid, says the Binyan Tzion, dead people don't have an obligation of Leisamad al dam reyecha. And therefore, you can't take anything from the body of a person who's no longer alive. The Marsham disagrees. The Marsham in Chelik Hei Simen Nun Dalit says that a person who's alive has certain limitations. Like the halacha is, you don't have to spend more than a chaymish, more than 20% of what you have to be matzah somebody else. But a dead person has no limitations. And therefore, the halacha is that you could take an organ from a dead person. The Sefer Havas Chesed asks that the halacha is that he paskins that a person has to spend everything he has to be matzel someone else, not just 20%. So if so, why does Rashi ask the Havas Chesed and Al Gemara say that we don't take money from these people, that you're not taking money? The answer is that even if you have to spend everything you have to save another Jew, that's only when you are aware of the trouble that the other Jew is in. But if you're not aware, as the Ravid says, then you have no chiv hatzalah. However, it turns out that if one wants to be concerned with the Ravid, and the way we're learning, it's very possible Rashi holds the same way, that instead of telling the Schoila that we're taking the dam from, that we're taking his blood for examination. On the contrary, we should tell him that we're taking the blood because there's a patient who so desperately needs the blood. Because once he'll become aware that there's a patient that has that need, so now he'll have a chiyuv atzala. And once he has a chiyuv atzala, then even the Ravid would agree that you should, that you're allowed to use what he, everything he has, to be matzal another Jew. However, of course, the other side of the coin is, by not telling him, he won't feel any distress. By telling him, he'll be distressed. The question is, however, here we're speaking about donating blood. Our Gemara doesn't speak about donating blood. Our Gemara speaks about ma'al hatzl atzmoy b'mamon chaveroy. Our Gemara speaks about using someone's money to save someone else. And therefore, the question is, how can we compare the two situations? The Yerushalmi paskins, the one is obligated even to go into a sofik sakana to save someone else from a vaday sakana. However, the Sma in Simen Tuf Chavov Sifkotn Beis seems to say that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Brura, indeed, in Simen Shin Chav Tes Sifkotn Yutes, paskins that a person is not obligated to enter into a Sofik Sakana to save someone who is in a Vade Sakana. That's why the halacha is that if you have a person who needs an organ, a kidney, and you can live with one kidney, you're not obligated to give up your kidney, because giving up a kidney is a Sofik Sakana, and you're not obligated to get into a Sofik Sakana for the other person, even though he's in a Vade Sakana. And in fact, the Pesach Tshuva in Yoridea Simin Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Kotten Tezvov quotes the Radvaz that if somebody puts himself into a Sofik Sakonis Nefoshis to save someone else, that's a Chosu Choyta. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses the following Shaila. The government, they lived in very difficult times, want to cut off a hand of Reuven. Reuven was successful in escaping. So what did the government do? They caught Shimon, who was a very close friend of Reuven, and they said that if Reuven won't show up to have his hand cut off, they're going to kill Shimon. And the question was, did Reuven have to turn himself in? Did Reuven have to turn himself in? The Rikanti, and so too is the opinion of the Yad Avram, opinion is that Reuven has to turn himself in. It seems that they're following the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Although Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein wants to suggest that could be in this situation, even the Bavli will agree. Because the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, he says, are only arguing in a situation of Sofik Sakonis Nefoshis. A person putting himself into a Sofik Sakonis Nefoshis to save someone else. But here it's not a Sofik Sakonis Nefoshis. It's only that he's going to have a hand removed. That isn't a situation of Sakonis Nefoshis. The Radvaz says there's a Midas Chsidis for Reuven to turn himself in, but he's not obligated. And his reasoning is, because as the Gemara says many times regarding the halachas of the Torah, Durchao Darchi Noyam V'chol Nesiv Aseha Shalom, and it can't be that the Torah would ever demand of a person to give up an organ of his body to save someone else. Deimik Shela in Simen Kuf Chav Tes Sif Dalet says, "Mechuyev kol adam beYisrael L'kabel kol tzar sheba'olam latzolus nefashis. A person is obligated to accept upon himself every type of tzar to save another Jew. However, the Megdal Oy says, Yisurim koshim amorim, very difficult pain, you're not obligated to take upon yourself. How about, what would be the halacha if when saving another Jew will involve embarrassment? So the Chokh Mishloima in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tuf Kuf Chavov says that one is not obligated to enter into great embarrassment to save another Jew. Why? He says, because from where do we know the entire halacha that you have to do whatever you can to save another Jew? From the parasha of Hashabbos Aveda. But we know that in the parasha of Hashabbos Aveda, there's a concept of the Zokin Ve'en Lefi Kvoido. That if you have someone who it's not to his honor to have to do this, it's not up to his honor to do the Hashabbos Aveda, then he's not obligated to do Hashabbos Aveda. And we always say, what is the shir? The shir is we look. And what would it be if this Aveda were yours? Would you say it's not to your covet? Or only do you worry about covet when it's somebody else's Aveda? So says the Yamsho Shlomo, if we see that by Hashavas Aveda, there's a concept of Zokin Ve'en Lefi Kvoidoi, and Hashavas Aveda is the source of the halacha of Atzolus Nefashis, so therefore says the Yamsho Shlomo, if it involves terrible embarrassment, one isn't obligated to be matzo someone else. However, most achrayim disagree with the Yamsho Shloimeh. And a big part of their disagreement is based on what we just explained. If someone is would do well, whatever somebody would do for himself, he has to do for someone else. What wouldn't somebody do for himself? What wouldn't somebody do for himself to save someone else? To save himself. And therefore, just like he has to do whatever he can, he would do whatever he can to save himself, so must he do to save someone else. Rabbi Zilberstein, however, of course, makes a very important distinction. This entire discussion that we're taking the blood from the individual without his knowledge is only because we have a patient who desperately needs this blood transfusion. But to take blood from a patient just because we want to do study for research against the will of the patient, here we don't have a situation of Hatzolah. Even though this research may prove to be very helpful for patients down the road, Rav Moshe and Shaul Tshuvas Igros Moshe Yoredei Chel Beis Simen Kuf Nun Aleph and so too in Chel Gimel Yoredei Simen Kuf Nun Hey says that there is no, that when we don't have the person here, we don't have the choyle here, the chiyuv hatzola is obviously not here. Particularly when taking blood involves making chavola in the patient, and as we learn in our Masechta, making a chavola in another individual is usur, it's included in the isur of being mazik. Hashem should help that we should only have healthy people.